Vayter in Shasper Bava Metzia Daf Nun Hey, picking up on Nun Dalam Beis by the bottom of the page. Very last line. Amar Le Rav Ashi Le Ravina. We left off with a discussion talking about the idea of a non-kosher animal and whether or not it has Kedusha Rishona, it has primary Kedusha or not. And now the Gemara wants to ask on this, seemingly, that we're saying the non-kosher animal that the Pusik is talking about is primary Kedusha. Amalei Rav Ashi Levina, Behema Tamei, B'tchilas Hekdashisa. Does it have primary Kedusha? Beep, turn the page. Don't hear him enough. Be'emsa Hekdash Lesa. But it doesn't have Emsa Hekdash. Rashi explains that, let's understand, that when it comes to the idea of Nehida B'sof Hekdash Shlomish Gachasla, it can't have end level of Kedusha. Misham, the Lav L'mizbech, as it can't be brought in the Mizbech. V'lo L'shaka B'binyan, it can't be used to a building. Mi'ov, or B'mikta B'hekdash Sheni Mishkachasla, it can be found as a second level of Hekdash. She Matfisa Tachas Acher, it could be Tofes in place of, in lieu of something else, a chodu opposes, and then afterwards you can redeem it again. So Amalei says to him, the fish ain't about self hektish. Since an non-kosher can't have final kedusha, so then it seems as though it doesn't have middle kedusha either. So we can learn that from the Torah specifying an idea of a non-kosher animal, the one doesn't add a chomish when he redeems something that has a kedusha, a middle type of kedusha. It says Rashi, Mishum Ha'achi, Im It Emtza Hekdash Mina Kedim Afaris V'Azil. Now, in fact, the Gemara, Amalei Rav Achim, Diftel Ravina, Be Emtza Hekdash Mina Yisa. But an Akush animal can have intermediate Kedusha. Velosif Nami Chomesh, so you should be able to add a Chomesh when you go in your Podeh, or something that has a middle stage. And for the Gemara, Amalei, Harehu Kisof Hekdash. Intermediate one is referent, is like end one. Ma, Sof Hekdash, Yena, Mosif Chomesh, just like something that has final Kedusha. You don't add a chomesh when you go out and you redeem it. Says Rashi, Nafka lominan demamayat mechomesh. Af emtze hektash ena mosif chomesh. So to the middle one, also you don't do it as well. Rashi says, Vesof hektash vade below miyot rach dukra, nami lo shayach be chomesh. The whole lo parik le mihu ahani. Miuta dekra le demui le emtze hektash abala miuta lo matzis lemig my emtze hektash myself hektash. The Hashem Yishum lo shaykh be chomeshu. Okay, point is that you don't have a chomesh when you do it by the middle type kedush as well. Frankly, what do you mean on that? Also, Amar Le Rav Zutra, Bereder of Mari Le Ravina, my chazis the medamis le the sof hektish. Why are you comparing the middle kedusha to the end kedusha? Dam le tchilas hektish. Why when you do it to the first type of the first level kedusha where you do have to add a chomesh, and therefore you have to do in the middle one also. Armalei, Mistabra, Lasuf Hektish, Havalu Dumuri, Shekin Nitvas, Minitvas, because it makes more sense to go compared to the second one, because then we learn out something whose Kedusha is Nitvas from Nitvas. Makes more sense. Says the Gemara, but Adarabba, Latchis Hektish, Havalu Dumuri, you should have compared it to the first one, maybe you should add a Chomesh, why Shekin Davashish, Achar of Kedusha, Medavashish, Achar of Kedusha. Because then we have something which is followed by Kedusha from something that could be followed by Kedusha. Therefore, you should go and compare it to the first one. Number one is followed by number two. Number two is followed by number three. And three is not followed by anything except for compare one to two. It says, Gemara Kedama Rava Ha'ola. Pasuk says Ha'ola. What is this talking about? It says, Ubir Alea Akoin Eitzim Aboker Baboker V'arich Alea Ha'ola. The coin will kindle wood upon it every morning and prepare the ola, ha ola, on it and cause the fats of it to go up. Now, what does it say? Ha ola is coming to tell us that the ola is the first thing brought that's during the day and shouldn't be brought by the klomer behedya imit emtsa hektish mina. Okay, compares it. Ha'ola, d'chsiv gabi seder, ha'merach ha'bir aleh, ha'koin eitzim, ba'bukah, ba'bukah, v'arach aleh, ha'ola, ya'sheh'eh, ha'yisera, darish de'hi, rishona, sholyeh hekter, kodem, latamit, shasach, you shouldn't have the burning the fats before it. Ola, rishona, the rabbi says, so we read it again. Kedam rava, ha'ola, ola, rishona, ha'chanami, ha'tme'ah, tme'ah, rishona. What's this ha'tme'ah, the non-kosher animal? It means Tmei Rishona, that only it has Kedusha Rishona, and therefore by saying that, means that Chomesh is only to it, not to something after that. And Tanya comes to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we have a price that supports Parazu Tachas Paraz Shal Hektish. If somebody says this cow is going to be in lieu of the Ikepara of Hektish, Talzu Tachas Tal Shal Hektish, Hekdesho Padoi, the Hektish is redeemed, Viyad Hektish Al Yona, and the hand of the temple of the Beit HaMikdash, the treasury is the upper hand. Beis HaMikdash is going to gain more over here, so if it's worth less, you have to fill it in. If it's worth more, so then it gains. Let's say this cow, which is five sela, is a place of this cow that's consecrated. His property is hekdesh, is padoy, it is redeemed. Says Rashi, it doesn't mean if it's not worth it, if it's even if it's not worth it. Doesn't mean anything. Al hekdesh padoy, who yashlim has to go and he has to pay the remainder of it. Al hekdesh rishon mosif chomesh, for redeeming somebody carries kedusha rishona. That Mosef Chomesh had a Chomesh, I'll take the Shani, and Mosef Chomesh, you don't add a Chomesh, which goes straight up like Yerushua ben Levi had said. Zok, the next Heilige Mishnah. Previously, on Mishnayos, we saw in the Mem Tes Amud Beis that four silver ma out of 24 is going to be Onah. Coming off that, says the Mishnah as follows. Ha'onah arba kesef. Onah is when there's four silver ma out of 24 silver ma, says Rashi, lemekach selo, kedarmin and dahava leishtus, that is a sixth. Vataina shtei kesef. And taina that would cause a person to make a shavua is if there's at least two silver ma. Says Rashi, she'ein shavuos hadayanim ala taina p'chusa mishnei maos kasef, she'itanu shava shtei kasef, yeshli biyadra, that you have two things in my hands, v'zei yodalo mehem shava pruta v'ichaper v'yichpor ashar, so he denies the rest. O yoda akol v'yichpor pruta, he agrees everything, he denies part of it. So this is talking about a moda b'nik mixas shekel, that he is chayef to go out and to make a shvua that he's know the rest of it. It doesn't apply unless the claim is an amount worth at least two silver ma, and the admission or denial is worth at least a pruta. So a taina shtei kesef, auda shava pruta, right? And the amount that admits it's going to be mechayev a person to go ahead to a shavua is if it's at least admitting to a shava pruta, like we said, we're just kidding. The parashinan the osodab and mixas vischayev shavua and mechayev a shavua. Chamesh pruta saying there are five things that come up when reference the idea of a pruta, a five pruta, hoda shav a pruta. Like we just said that it's important to be moda mishas, to be making a swear, is to be admitting at least to a pruta. Vayishem is kadesh b'shav a pruta. A woman can get married with a shav a pruta. Va'anen b'shav a pruta min hekdesh mal. Someone in order to be chayv meila has to be enough from shav a pruta worth. A motzi shav a pruta chayv la'achas. Someone who finds an object that he is to go and return it if it's worth at least a shav a pruta. Rashi says. Someone who has found the value of a shavabruta, and then he swears falsely he didn't actually steal it, then what does he do? He's going to chase after him even till mother. Rashi says, if he admits that he lied, he swore falsely, he has to put it dafka in his hand to give it to the person who he is chayev to. Now, we start with the mission saying 4 out of 24. It says the Gemara, Tanina Chadazin, and we already learned this idea earlier in the Mentes Testament Beis. Ho, no, Arba Kesem, Mesem Arba Kesem Vesela. Shtus HaMekach, that is Shtus HaMekach, why would you have to say it again? Atayin, Shtay Kesem Odosh, Shav HaPruta, Tzuchile, Ene Chirah, we have to say it, but it's in order to teach us the next things. And therefore, just as like an intro. Hanami today, we learned that also in the Mishnah Shavuos, Daf Lamed Chasam Abayis, Shavuos HaDeyanim, Hatayin Shtei Kasam Odo Shav Puta. Exactly what we just saw in the Mishnah. So, why do I have to say it again? Sif Tishkel, the Ketani, we have to need it for the Seifa, which says, Chamesh Putas Hain, which tells us the idea about five Putas. So therefore, it brings out these laws that I don't want to teach in the Mishnah. It was just again, a type of intro to lead into that. Now, we said Chamesh Puta Sein, Velisni Nami Ho Na Pruta. What do we also say? The Mishnah also teaches the law of Ona also applies to a Pruta. If the value of the stuff was six Prutas and the Shtos, either upper, above, or below, of a Pruta, that would cause it to be Ona. Rashi says, Kagon Im Hoya Mekach B'Shish Prutos. Has to be at least a Pruta. If not, then not. Amar Rav Kahana, Zosemeres Ein Ona La Prutos. Well, the fact that it doesn't say this must mean that Says Rashi, what does that mean? Kesef, anything less than that is ain't gonna be any onav. Levia, Mariation of Pritos, he argues, he says, nope, sorry, I say that there is. Nope, I sorry, I say that there is. Right, so he says that there is. V'chein tani Levi b'masnis, also Levi tani b'rais as well. Chamisha putos, there are five putos. So no b'puta, v'odah b'puta, v'gidah shisha b'puta. V'gaz b'puta v'yishivas hadayonim b'pruta. What is this last one? V'yishivas dayonim b'pruta, says Rashi, l'misha yesh lo edim, o shechayev modah v'docheu milashalim. They're going to go in the dayan, go in the force of the guy pay, but it's only if it's worth a pruta. Now, if a tana did done our tana, my tana look at tana, she was done, and why does it mention the idea of that has to be at least a pruta when it's going to court? If the Gemara tani le gezel, our tana says about gezel. It's only talking about the idea of gezela, and therefore we can learn that only a pruta or something more than that is considered something, and therefore it's got to be at least a pruta in order for this to happen as well. Says the Gemara, mi lo tani geza v'katani aveda. Does the Mishnah not say the law about gezel, and it also says it about lost property? Why even mention the idea about anything getting, if something got lost in aveda, that can also be learned out from this as well. No, that has to be, you have to mention both of these. Gezel, in reference to Gezel, Hagozim Echaver, Shavaputa Vinishbalo, Yulichenim Acharav Afilamadeh, it's to go to Rita Madeh. That's how to teach you that principle. And Aveda, Hamotzi Aveda Shavaputa, Chayiv Lahachris, for Afagav, Dizal, even if it goes down in value less than a Pruta, from the time you find it until you announce it. Rashi says, Bein Mitzia Lachroza, you still have to go and you have to announce it. So I have to teach both of those principles to get that out. V'levi, my time alotani Aveda Bepruta, why didn't he teach the law of a lost object that doesn't have to return unless it's worth a pruta? Tanali Gezel, he says, no, we learn Gezel. Umilo Katani Gezel for Katani Shivas Adyanim, but doesn't he also teach the law for Gezel? And he also teaches Shivas Adyanim, even though you can learn that from the other one. So here too, you should say it even though it can be learned out. He says, no, Shivas Adyanim, it's good. He needed to write that. The Fukimid of Katina come against Rav Katina, the Amr of Katina. What's up, Rav Katina? Bezdin Niskakin Afilu Lepachos Mishav Pruta. A court has to do here these, has to deal with things even as less as Rav Pruta, and we go against that. Filevi, my time, I look at Tony Hektish. Why do you talk about Hektish? Somebody who gets a na, a pruta worth, from Hektish is going to be Chayiv Me'ilu. Why don't you put it? It says, Bechulin Kamairi. He's talking about Chulin stuff. But Kachim, look, Kamairi is not dealing with Kachim. Elatani Didon, the Kamairi, Bekachim, was dealing with Kachim. Nisni Meiser, Bepruta. Lesson must say Meiser Shani can't be redeemed unless it's worth a pruta. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is going with one who says that Meiser Shani is not going to be able to be redeemed if its chomesh is not worth a pruta. We saw this earlier. Nun gimel mabez. Frank the Gemara, v'listing chomesh ma'aser b'pruta. So let the Tana teach that ma'aser sheni can't be redeemed unless a fifth of the ma'aser sheni is worth a pruta. Bekarna kamairi. When our Mishnah says that the minimum is a pruta, it's talking about Karen, the Karen. But Chomesh lo kamari, it's nothing with the Chomesh, which is not the principal amount. Gufa, Amir of Katina, Bezin, Niskaking, Filipachim, Shavuta, Bezin, Asamid, even if it's not Shavuta, Masav Ravi, Kim, Sasakasha, says the Pasuk, in Vayikra, it's talking about a Kenas for using things for Me'ila stuff. Vesashachata, Minakode, Shishaleim, for what he has deprived the sanctuary, he shall pay. Beep, turn the page. Nun hammer base. The rabbis spoke of shavaputa li shavan, which is including what? Less than a shavaputa worth, you have to return. Somebody uses stuff from the base that's worth any shavaputa is going to be chayv me'ila. So, says Gemara, the kodesh in aval hedjet lo. In reference to kodesh, that's a shavaputa is worth something. But la hedjet, it's not. So, if that's the case, a court would not have to listen to something less than a shavaputa if it's a regular matzav over here. This kind of goes against Rav Katina. It's Gemara Ella Iyatmar Hachiyatmar. if you want to say, this is what he's saying. Amrav Ketina, im huskaku beizin l'shava pruta. If a court actually got together, im huskaku beizin l'shava pruta, gomer filip achav l'shava pruta, they finish it off, even if it's now worth only less than l'shava pruta. Rashi says, im chazar sheni v'tavu pachas m'shava pruta, kodum shalom beizin m'sham nizkakalo. If they jumped into it, Reuven comes against Shimon for a pruta, and then they take the case, and then before it finishes, Shimon says less than l'shava pruta for Reuven, then we go and they do the case as well. Which is telling you that tchilas din beizin pruta, Gemara din lo beinim pruta. If it's the start off, you need a pruta, but if not, to finish off, you don't need a pruta. Okay, zok the next high liga mishnah. Chamish yechum shen, there are 5/5 that come up. Elu hein, they have to add a fifth. Ha'ochel truma sumi truma, when he pays back, he has to add a fifth. The truma smayser, truma smayser as well. Ho truma smayser shel demai. Over to truma smayser of demai. Ve'achala sumi, it's chalav, ha'bikurim, bikurim. Most of chamish is that all these people are not allowed to have it, they have to add a chamish. That's the chol hani, ikru truma, but truma smayser. All of them are called truma, and Rashi brings out a pasuk for each one of them. Netter Revayu, we know that the stuff for the first 3 years you can't eat, it's Arla, but in the fourth you can eat, but in your Shalim, you want to be poda that and you bring it up to Shalim, Maiser Sheni, same idea, you want to bring it to Shalim, that you have to have the Chomish. Most of Chomish, you got to add a fifth to it. Hapoda Sekdesho, if someone is poda, is hektish, he's marked something, it's poda. Rashi's Veloshelacher, marked as if someone does it himself. Most of Chomish has a fifth. Hanan Shavapruta, Mina Hektish, if someone gets a Pruta, Shavapruta of Hana from hektish, most of Chomish is to pay a fifth. This is talking about Mila. Rashi says we're talking about a Bishogi over here, and then a Bishogi the Chayiv Karb Mila, and Chomish has to be Mila, and like that as well. A Chomish. Hagozel is a Chaver with Shavar Pruta. Someone who goes to Shavar Pruta with Shavar Pruta of Nishbal, and he swears falsely. Most of Chomish, and afterwards he admits it, he has to pay a Chomish. Zok the Gemara. Bring it down. Amar Rava, Kashalei Rabbi Elazar, Trumas Maiser Shal Damai. This idea of Rabbi Elazar, it's hard to understand why a czar has to pay for eating Truma of Damai. Right? Truma of Damai is just a Drabbanan Tikka thing, not a Kedusha Daraisa. The Mamish went so far as to say that? Rashi says, the Hosef al Trumas Maiser Shal Damai Chomesh. Shana Fashos Element of Ram, the whole thing is Drabbanan Tikka Zach. And for the Gemara, Rav Nachum Rish Amar Shmuel, Hamani, who's his goal like Rabbi Meir, he, Damar, Asacham, Chizik the Ram, Kishal Tar. Yep, they were mechazik the words and the level of Torah. The Tanya wants to buy some. If you get ready to say, somebody goes to bring a get from a dinner, say, yeah, wow, 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 I'm from the other side of the sea. Throw back the get and hey, my berries and pave off. Nasilla, velo, amra, love, a funny nechlam, and he gave it to the woman without saying it was written in front of me, the sign in front of me. She got remarried. Don't see a Vlad Mamzer. The second man has to send her out, and the kids are going to be a Mamzer. Different Rabbi Meir, as I can look towards the Rabbi Meir, because he didn't do it through the Rabbanan. Say, but saying funny nech, the funny nechtam. So, if she's still considered married to the first husband, the second one has looked like there was some gilir ras going on over there. So, the kids are considered like mamzerim. Says, "Gemar chamorim in levad mamzer." The kid's not a mamzer. So, there are abundant tikkazach. You have to say such a thing. Kay said, "Yeah." Says, "So, what should the shliach do if he didn't do this?" You thought of Yemen, you should take it back from her. And then give it back to in front of two Adam. And then say, because he didn't say such a thing. You also have a lot of mamzer. Says, go in. Rabbi Meir, the time because there's no reason. Rabbi Meir, call on Mishanim and Meir. Rabbi Meir, Shetov, Chacham, and Begit, and anyone who changes from that which the Chacham said of Begitin, Yotziv, Avlad Mamzer, they go out the divorce, and the Vlad is a mamzer. So this goes like Rav Meir said, and yeah, that's going in the sheet of Rav Meir. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great, great day and a good night.